Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie D Radio Show. My goodness, do I have prepared for you a show? Do I have an amazing guest? Some of you that are looking to our social media recognize this fabulous and gorgeous lady. Her name is Linda. But before I bring Linda Babulik, and she's going to correct me on that. I will have my couple of minutes that I always have to take in order to thank my listeners, to thank my sponsor, and to let you know what's going on around the world. And I say the world because, yes, this show is being listened all over the world. We have over 42 countries right now listening to us. So I have to say, as always, thank you and good morning or good afternoon or good evening. First of all, my Australia listeners, huge hello to my Australia listeners. Also, we have Central America, we have the Mediterranean, we have the Caribbean, Jamaica, Cuba. We have also listeners throughout our beautiful country, beautiful provinces, 10 beautiful provinces. We have listeners in United States, also through all the states. A big hello to my huge following and fans in Long Island. We have also reached Europe, so huge following in Europe, so England, Spain, Turkey, my goodness, the list goes on. Italy, we have actually a song that's been submitted to us from Italy. So the list goes on and on. Nigeria, if I were to stop and mention every single country, every single place, we'll be running out of time. I used to do that about 2 years ago, but now that the show, and thanks to you, is pretty successful, we noticed that we have a lot of places that we have reached within the last 2 years. So thank you very much, everyone, for your support, for being here, for listening, whether it's live or just because this is a recorded show. You're listening later on, you're commenting, you're putting your thumbs up, you're liking us, because we are on all social media. So make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube. We have a YouTube channel as well. So make sure you do comment. And if you would like to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please email us. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy. radio@lizt.ca. CA for Canada. In the news, well, here in Toronto, Canada, we have a little bit of rain. We've been very fortunate and privileged to have such mild fall. Yes, it is fall. I know you Brazilians are complaining about how hot it is in Brazil, and you guys in Italy as well. Actually, you guys are got a lot of rain, so we're getting rain today as well. A lot of rain, and that's an understatement, because we've been having such a mild fall, and it's been beautiful to be able to walk, and especially in Ontario. Anyways, I hear my listeners in Saskatchewan, Regina, Saskatchewan, Moose Jaw, they're getting a lot of snow. So I think we shouldn't be complaining. This is the perfect weather, especially here in Toronto, Canada, and this is where our show is broadcasted from. I also would like to mention that right after my interview, right after my amazing guest, we will be doing their songs because it is a radio show, right? And what is a radio show without music? So we will be playing the submissions that you have submitted. We have always three submissions. Sorrento sent us at the beginning of the week his brand new solo, and it was very related. It actually fit right in and the theme of yesterday, which is Remembrance Day. The song is called Soldier, so I'll be playing one more day, and maybe tomorrow will be the last day. We also have submission from Italy, and a submission right here from Manitoba, Alberta, if I'm not mistaken, and another single. So thank you very much. We know that you need that little bit of an extra exposure for your music if you're a singer, songwriter, and you wanted to be able to have your music exposed out there. Here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we're 150% supportive of your craft, of your music, and what you love to do. And this is really what it's all about. As long as you're happy doing what you love to do, here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are supportive. Thank you very much for our sponsors as well. We are being sponsored right now by naturenova.ca, naturenova.ca. So, if you're looking for nature programs for your school, for your camps, naturenova.ca is the people to call. Also, we're being sponsored by Alka Total Fitness. They're right here in Toronto, Canada. And if you're looking at burning up to 900 calories per class, kickboxing is her specialty. So the website is alkatotalfitness.ca. And last but not least, we're being sponsored by itchypockets.ca. So they're like a bidding website. Very, very interesting. I will post the links of those sponsors right on my social media and obviously on my website. The website is lizzie.ca and lizzie.com. So however you type it, I'm there. Or you can Google me, Lizzie T Radio, and I'm right there. Well, before we're running out of time, which we don't want to do that because we have our guest patiently waiting on the other line, I will cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back with my guest.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness, cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increase muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today. Is Thursday the 12th. My goodness, time is just flying by. Pretty soon we will be shopping. If some of you are actually shopping for the holiday season for Christmas. So, wow. And one thing I always like to stress, if you do your shopping earlier, we will be a lot less to be nasty in some of the lineups. And I experienced some of them pretty often when you're hanging around with the kids and you notice that parents are tired and they're doing the last minute shopping, that's not nice to the cashier that is trying to make a living, or you know, to the person that is trying to do their job. So just an FYI, we do have some time, and so take advantage now. Again, so her name is Linda Babalik, and she is a Zest expert. Love to know what that word really means, or how she wants to, what she wants to mean. And she is the author of the book, Zest Your Life, A Taste of Inner Wisdom, which offers the confidence and happiness to build recipe that a woman everywhere have been waiting for. From one-on-one consultations to workshops to keynote speeches or a speaker. And this is, the book is amazing. Linda targets our growing needs for connections and validation. So let's bring her on. Let's applaud her and make sure that you make her feel welcome. Welcome, welcome, Linda, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Lizzie. I'm so glad to be on with you. It's been a while since we've spoken. It's nice to reconnect.
It is, definitely. This is a everyone, this is a really good friend of mine. I had the opportunity to meet her at Mo Mondays, all places. Some of you know what that is, and some of you don't, but if you don't, check it out. She's actually one of the hosts, and she runs Mo Mondays in Ottawa. And so that's another interesting story that we can discuss later. But right now, love to know a little bit about Linda, the person. You know, it's really nice to get connected with my audience, and they wanted to know who the person is. She married, that she has kids. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am certainly married. I've been married for 44 years to the same man. I have a friend who's been married for the same amount of time, but it's taken her three husbands to have the 44 years.
Wow,
so John and I have been married, for 44 years, and he works with me at Mo Mondays. He does the photography and the videography. Retired corporate executive, that has now found his true passion of photography, which is fabulous.
That is beautiful, you know, a couple working together, and that's pretty amazing. Need to applaud you for that. That's great. A lot of couples can't really work together. I mean, I love what my husband does, but don't ask me to do it with him because that's not going to work. So, fantastic.
Have two children.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we have two children, a son who lives in Guelph, Ontario, and a daughter who lives in Ottawa. She actually lives four doors away from us. So we're a very close-knit family.
That's good. And any grandchildren right now?
Yes, I have four grandchildren. My son has two daughters, and my daughter has two daughters. And the two youngest ones are both 6 years old. They were born only 5 days apart. And my daughter's other daughter, so she has a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and he has a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old.
So you're a pretty complete woman. There's a lot of things going on. You're promoting your book. You're running Mo Mondays. You're a public speaker. You do presentations. You coach people. And you have to be a grandmother. My goodness, that's a pretty busy schedule. And you're touring because of your book. So can you tell us a little bit about the idea that came to create this book? And people that are listening to us love to find out where they can reach it or where they can acquire this book. I assume that it should be available in all sorts of media.
Yes, it launched actually only on Tuesday, November the 10th, and already it's an international bestseller. So I was pretty pleased with that. And
wow.
It's available on Amazon. It's available on Amazon, and it's available in both the paperback format and also on Kindle. And it came to me because I was finding that more and more conversations involved women who were saying to me, I'm not happy with my life. I didn't expect my life to be like this. I expected there would be more, that there'd be more fun, more laughter, more zest in their life. And I've also discovered that it also appeals to men, because it helps both men and women to reconnect to the emotional and spiritual pieces that they may have lost along the way as we do get caught up with our busy lives.
So the title of the book is a complaint from people saying, you know, I need something more than this. Is life is just not this. There's got to be more to it. And here you are.
That's right, exactly.
And here you are picking up all those pieces from friends and from people that you network and so forth. And so, there is more to it. And as a matter of fact, I think I do know what it is. So let me write about it. That's phenomenal. That's fantastic. So can you tell us a little bit about the book? Obviously, don't want to give it away because I want people
came
to...
Okay,
go ahead.
The title came to me, and it wasn't an acronym to start with, but it did turn out that the ZEST stands for, the Z is for zeroing in, and that's really getting clarity and zeroing in on your dreams. And then it's our expectations, to expect to receive all that you deserve. Sometimes we forget that we do deserve to have all of the happiness and joy in the world, and we feel good about having that. The more we expect good things in our life, the more good things happen. The more good things happen, the more we can share that with other people around us. The S in ZEST stands for achieving success, and that's however you define it. It could be that perfect golf swing, that it could be that perfect run down the ski hill. It could be that perfect afternoon playing with your grandchildren or connecting with someone you love, or meeting a friend that you haven't spoken to, like you and I, in a long time. So to me, that is success. And then all of that takes you to transcending yourself to a higher place so that your vibration and your joy and your happiness actually flows out of you. I mean, if people see you in person, Lizzie, what stands out is your beautiful smile and your warm heart. That transcends us all, gives us all more zest when we run into you and see what you're doing with your life also. So it has that ripple effect. You walk into a room and you don't know what effect you have. You do have an effect on everybody. And you can decide what that effect is. So if you decide to crank that up and make that beauty all around your world, just walking through them all, like you say, Christmas shopping, try smiling at the person and looking them in the face and saying, thank you. I'm really glad you came to work today. And watch the reaction. It's phenomenal what impact we can have.
Absolutely. And it takes so little. I mean, it takes so little. That is not something that you're going to pay a fortune for. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to make you feel any better or I'd rather any worse, but it's definitely going to feel you better. It makes you feel better. And it makes the other person receiving that smile, receiving that thank you, make their day, especially if they're having a bad day. Now, what would you say that is the biggest mistake when we're doing, you have this book that is helping us to realize that you have compiled all the answers, all the questions that we have no answers to. So what would you say people's our biggest mistake?
Well, I think often they're hoping, wishing, and waiting for something or someone to change their life. And they don't believe that they can do it. They don't believe that they have the power and the control inside themselves to make their lives differently. So that's what they need to change. They need to change that belief and say, yes, I can change my life. And it can be as simple as feeling better at the end of the day, that you made a difference in somebody's life, that you did smile, even if you're all by yourself all day. The more you smile, the more you get the chemical reaction in your brain that gives you that really good feeling. The other mistake that they're making, go ahead.
No, that's one tip right there. That's awesome. And the other mistake that they were taking, go ahead.
Is they often let fear control their lives. And if fear is in control of your life, you're not in control. And fear will stop you. It's like if you imagine your feelings and your emotions are like a river, and you want it, sure, there's little ruffles, but you want it to flow. Well, fear is like that log jam in the middle of the river. It's that dam that's closed off. Nothing is getting through. Because if you're afraid, you can't open your heart. You're too afraid to smile. You're too afraid to laugh. You're too afraid to make any changes in your life. So it's letting go of that fear. And we can do that in very small ways to start with. You know, when you learn to walk, you don't learn to run. You learn to walk one step at a time. And it's the same thing in letting go your fear if you've been holding it for so long. When it no longer serves a purpose in your life, it's time to let it go so that you can then translate your fear into freedom.
And fear is a big one. I would say it's a biggie for all of us. Fear of not being liked, fear of not succeeding, fear of not doing the right thing, fear of not following through when you set you. There's so much that we put ourselves back because of that that word. I call it the F word, because
absolutely,
when we are a child, there's no fear. I remember my little girl jumping into the pool. She was not even a month old, she was not even a year old, and she just had no fear. She just didn't even think. I'm just jumping into the pool and having fun. No fear of I'm going to drown. This is going to cause my mom to freak out. No, she just did it. And that is what we're missing. When we get into business, when we do what we like to do, there's always that fear, that F word, that things are not going to work out. And I think that's one of the hardest things for us to work out. Don't you agree?
Yes, and in the book I put in quite a few exercises so that you can work through it and deconstruct it so that you go back to where did this fear come from? Was it because you went near the water and somebody yelled at you and made you afraid of something and they thought they misjudged what you were going to do and now they've given you that fear? So you need to go back and see where did the fear come from and is it still valid? Should you still be afraid of that? Of course we need fear because sometimes it serves us well. But most of the time we're not being chased by bears or tigers, so we can just calm down. The other big mistake that I find that people are making is they don't believe that they deserve to have a fabulous life. It's that voice in their head, which I call the itty-bitty shitty committee. And it needs to be fired because it is not serving us well.
I love that. I love that. The itty-titty committee. I love it. I don't know how you came up with it, but I think I'm going to be using it. It needs to get fired. Yes.
Yeah. So when you hear that voice in your head that says, who do you think you are to be on a radio interview program with Lizzie T? Really? That's a big deal. The voice got fired. It's like, no, I deserve to be here. And Lizzie mm-hmm. and her people are going to really benefit from what I have to say. So it's converting that fear and that belief and firing the committee that doesn't stand beside you because it doesn't have your best interest in heart. You know, that piece of you doesn't want you to change. It wants to stay the same all the time. But that's not what the world is about. You can't just stick in the spokes and expect that the wheel's going to stop turning. Life will go on. Tomorrow morning, you'll still get up. But if you want things to be different in your life, you need to make them different. If you want your life to be different in 5 years from now, you need to start now to decide what you want that life to look like in 5 years. My book didn't start up. You know, this is not an overnight success, although it all happened on Tuesday. It has been years in the making. I started with workshops, I started talking with women and finding out what they needed. I piloted the project because I wanted to make sure that this wasn't just stuff that Linda did and, wow, just do what I did. I know this is proven materials. This works, and I've seen it happen before my very eyes where women get happier. And even on the back of the book, my editor said, I felt happier as I was reading your book. And that's a huge endorsement for me.
Absolutely. Now, this is self-published, or you are using a publisher right now to publish your book?
I used a specialty publisher, So it wasn't taken up by mainstream yet, so there could be a mainstream publisher, a traditional, what they now call a traditional publisher, may pick it up. But I went to a publisher called Motivational Press. I love them. They're based in California, but they have five publishing companies all around the U.S., so the books are published on demand, and what I really love about them is they're so supportive. They also, Justin Sachs, the CEO, is always available to me, and he also is a media guru, young man, best-selling author, and is always there to help you with advice. In fact, I sent him the questions, you know, for interviews, and I said, what do you think? And he just tweaked up a couple of things of what I should be working on. And it's nice to have that support when you're a first-time published author, to have people that are there to help you and walk you through the process. So that's why I chose to go with them.
And a big shout-out to them as well. So congratulations for doing such a great job. Love the cover. Love everything about it. Your picture looks just amazing. So everything is just done perfectly. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. We are live, and we have Linda with us, an author. And she's a public speaker. She is a coach, and the book is called Zest Your Life. If you're just tuned in right now, and if you're wondering who does Lizzie has on her show today, well, look at the picture. My social media is Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. There's a radio button right now, which I had just linked it, and you can click it and you can listen to us live, or if you want to listen to the whole thing, then you will be able to play it later on as well. And Linda has so many amazing tips about how happiness, joy, vibrance, and becoming a very a true woman, a true self, and inspire those naysayers that really are inside of your head, most of it. And the F word I call, the feared word. So those are amazing tips, and we need them every day because we have our high and we have our downs. Isn't that, Linda, that sometimes we feel that we are on the top of the world, and yes, of course, what Linda's saying, this is great, I'm going to follow it, and I'm going to do what I would love to do, and going to open up my own store, my business, write that book, and then next day something happens, something turns off, and what am I doing this for? I don't deserve, or so why is our life has those up and down? How do we work those through those times?
Well, I think it's those simple things that we need to start with, what I call our zesters. And if you notice on the back of my book, Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret and number one best-selling author loves the zesters. And it's the things that you do and the actions that you take that make your life happier and zestier. So these give you those fast proven results that you're looking for. So you want to start by speaking to yourself with kindness and to others with kindness. How many people do you know that call themselves stupid? And how many people call themselves down? I'm no this, I'm that, I can't do anything. Especially when somebody gives them they want to give you a compliment, and they say, oh, Lizzie, you're so good on the radio, I could never do that. And so they put themselves down. They speak to you with kindness, but they don't speak to themselves with kindness. So we want to do that. We want to start to speak to yourself and to others with kindness and to help others find comfort and happiness. The next zester I'd like to share with you is to forgive yourself for the times when you do let go of your zest and your beautiful positive thoughts. Don't beat yourself up at the end of the day and say, oh, I screwed up again. You know, it's not nice out. It's gray. It's raining. I was complaining all day. Forgive yourself for those. They're done. They're in the past. They're finished. And if you want a reminder not to complain, what I suggest you do is put an elastic on your wrist. And this is in the book. Don't snap it. We've all had enough pain in our life. We don't need to do that. No pain inflicted, please. And just simply change it from one hand to the other. I was on TV doing an interview about a month ago, and I gave this to the two people that were interviewing me, and one of them, she said, oh, great, now we have to monitor our complaints. And I started to laugh. I said, and that's a complaint. It's just a way of rephrasing what comes out of our mouth is ever so important. And so if we're saying I'm having a crazy busy time, you will just get more crazy busy. You could say, I'm very busy, and I love it, and I have just the right amount of busy. And that's what you're going to get, is the right amount of busy. So forgive yourself is so important for the times you let go of your zest and your beautiful, positive thoughts. Every day is a new day. And let go of the fear and find the love, because that's where the zest is. If you just take a deep breath and just say, I open my heart, you'll be so surprised if you start every day with just saying that statement. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I open my heart. I'm open to love. I will see the love around me all day today. And you'll be shocked at how much love you see. There'll be a couple on the corner, you know, hugging and kissing. You'll see another couple holding hands. You'll see people laughing if you open your heart and your eyes to see the love and the zest that is there in the world.
And it's, I love it. I love it. I've heard about the elastic on your wrist, and I heard of you snap it when you say something negative. But I have never heard somebody say, don't snap it. We have enough pain in our life. I love it. It's beautiful. Change it to the other wrist. And that's just such a simple tip, everyone, that if you're listening to us, if you're just doing it right now, if you haven't received anything at all, if you've gotten anything at all, this is one of the most amazing tips that that you can take right now. And it's true. When you are open yourself to the world, you're very positive. You're going to start to see positive things around you. Very simple thing, just like Linda said, people just kissing or hugging or laughing, and that will make your day. I know that when we have a bad day and we see somebody else having saying a joke or laughing, you laugh too, whether you want it or not. It's just very contagious. This is fantastic. Now, from your experience, and now that you are bestseller author, my goodness, congratulations. What would you say that would be one of your success story from your work?
Well, one of my big success stories just happened the other day when I was speaking to someone who was in my 2011 pilot project. And she was telling me about how great her life is now. I mean, that was 4 years ago. And she said she would not have the relationship that she has now. She would not have the life that she has now. She would not have the business success that she has now if it wasn't for participating in the ZEST program. At the time, she was in a relationship with someone who was really, he was just living off of her good graces. He moved into the house. He didn't pay rent. It was all bad news. And he was an energy, what I call an energy vampire. He didn't contribute. All he did was take. Her business was not growing. And now her business is growing so much that she needs to hire other people to help her, which is great. She's found a wonderful man who is her soulmate, and she's having fun. They do all kinds of great fun things together, and she's opened herself up. In fact, she's acting in a play this week, and that's something she's never done. And she's in an amateur play, and she's just letting go of the fear and just going for the love and for the joy and of the happiness that it is bringing now into her life and into the lives of the people that are around her.
Wow, that's such a good story. Oh my goodness, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you've given us a lot of tips for other people, you know, for people that are listening to us right now, and hopefully they can take one thing out of this whole interview. But how about you? I noticed that you mentioned several little things, like just paying attention, surrounding yourself with good people, people like-minded. But what would you say that is one of your tips, your personal tips to be zest?
Well, I try to bring zest into almost everything that I do in my life. You know, my daughter is very fond of telling the story of when she was young, we cleaned out the kitchen cupboards, and of course, she was bored. She was an 8-year-old child. You know what that's like, Lizzie. She was not interested in cleaning the cupboards, so we took everything out of the cupboards, and we played hide-and-seek inside the cupboards. And, you know, that added a lot of fun to something we were doing that might not be a lot of fun. The other day, I was cleaning out my fridge, and my granddaughter said, "Man, this is boring." I said, "I know. That's why I'm doing it while you're here, so you can entertain me and sing and talk to me while I'm doing it." So it's a matter of bringing the opportunities in. And I love meeting new people. You know, I love hearing about their life and how the universe conspired to make us meet. You know, how you and I met. It was fabulous. I love golfing. I love skiing. I love playing in the pool with my family. I mean, we have handstand competitions in the pool. I didn't know I could do a handstand in the bottom of the pool. You know, it wasn't so long ago I didn't want to put my face in the pool. But when they say, "Come on, Grandmama, you can do it. I'll show you how." Of course I'm going to do a handstand in the pool. Taking bicycle rides, playing basketball. I just really enjoy laughing and having fun. Because to me, that's very zesty.
Fantastic. And you're doing great at it. And we should be taking tips from you right now. For people that are finding difficult to be zesty, you got to listen to this show. Before I asked one of my favorite questions about how I met her, but Mo Mondays, I will cut for a couple of words from my sponsor. I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show.
And I'm back. I'm your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Don't forget, right after the show, we have the musical section where we have people like yourself, very normal people that want to make it in the music industry. So we will be playing your song. If you're interested. For the Lizzie T Radio Show to play your song, please email us at radio@lizt.ca. radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. And we will be happy to play your song. Just a little reminder, I have my VA for the music part, which is my oldest daughter. She's not of age yet, so she's been listening to some of the songs. So I just beg you, to send a PR-rated content to the Lizzy T Radio Show. I don't mind playing your gospel, your jazz, your rap, your country music, as long as it's PR-rated. Thank you so much. So, Linda, you are a busy mom, busy grandmother, publishing your book, bestseller author, congratulations again, coach, public speaker, and like you don't have enough in your life, now you decided to take over Mo Mondays in Ottawa. And for the Ottawa listeners, want to make sure that you do send out a shout out where you guys meet and for people to come and be participate of this amazing basically, it's just more than a network. It's just people telling their personal stories. So how did you decide to get involved with that?
Well, as you know, Lizzie, Mo Mondays is a show that is now spread across, I think we're in over 12 cities, founded by Michelle Nire, just a mere 3 years ago, to give an opportunity to speakers to get on stage and to give an opportunity to the audience to have a really great, fun evening. So we have 6 speakers each night that we have our show, and they speak for 10 minutes each. They tell a story from the heart. And when I moved to Ottawa 19 months ago, I saw that someone had been the host for a year and he was leaving, and I sort of looked at it and didn't think much of it. I thought, well, it'll be interesting to see who takes it over. And then a friend of mine had met with the founder, and he said he needed a new host, mm-hmm. and she connected me up, and I already knew Michelle. And I said, oh, I know Michelle, and she said, you should do this. I said, oh, I think I could do this. She said, you so could do this. And all of a sudden, all the fears and all the barriers were gone, and I said, you're right, I can do this. And I've had so much fun for the last year. I have just grown it into sellout crowds. I have 2 people I gave awards to on Monday night because our show is the second Monday of each month, and they got their awards because they have not missed a single show that I've hosted in a year. They've been to 13 of my shows, which is really great. We're at the Heart and Crown in the Byward Market on the second Monday of each month, and we have fabulous speakers. Our next show is on December 14th, and it's so much fun. So you can go to the Facebook group, which is momondays.com/Ottawa, or that's the website, and then we also have a Facebook group called Mo Mondays Ottawa.
So you guys are meeting where in Ottawa right now?
We're in the Byward Market at the Heart and Crown.
Fantastic. So a shout out for you people that are in the Toronto or in the Ottawa area. If you're looking for a place to speak, if you are looking for a wonderful motivational night, because I participate of the Mo Mondays here in Toronto, and my goodness, you're in for a treat. You do need to attend and perhaps apply. Linda is here, and she could take your information if you want to, and take part of. So Linda, I want to mention to my listeners also, where can people reach you? So can you please share so I can also put it on my social media, and later on will be on my website, your information, your website, is there an email that people are, a 1-800 number or a number that they can reach you? How can people get in touch with you?
Well, if they go to my website, zestyourlife.com, there's a contact form right on there, and they can just send a message direct to me. There's information about the book. The book is available on Amazon, as I said, and it will soon be available on Chapters. So if they go to zestyourlife.com, that's the best way to connect with me. I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Linda Babulik. My Twitter handle is @AwakenZest. So Linda Babulik is a pretty unusual name. So if you Google Linda Babulik, I'll very likely be the one that comes up for you.
Awesome. And I just have, by the way, everyone, right on the radio button, that is all my social media, Facebook and Twitter, there's a link right underneath for zestyourlife.com. So if you just missed the spelling or whatever, you just click on the link, it will take you to her website. Amazing website. Love her pictures. She's always beautiful, has a beautiful smile. She looks amazing. There is, right on her homepage, there is a name and email, and obviously she will get her your information. There is a cover of the wonderful, wonderful book, Zest Your Life. Now, there is an orange peel on the cover. I'm curious about that. Do you mind talking about that? What does that mean?
Not at all. The first cover that was designed for me by the publisher didn't have that on there. And we all know what zest is. Zest is that the rind of the orange or the lemon or the lime that when you're cooking it says, grate the zest of a citrus fruit into your recipe. And you find it just adds that little bit of pizzazz, that little bit of snap to your recipe. And that's why zest in your life does exactly the same thing. It just cranks it up that little bit of a notch. So it doesn't matter how happy and joyful you are or where you are on the happiness scale, it's going to give you that little bit of zest, that extra spark, that extra taste. And I have to give credit to my daughter. She's the one that said, Mom, you really do have to have an orange on the cover. And then I worked with the cover designer at the publisher, and that's what we came up with.
And it's perfect. It's the perfect fit. I think it just couldn't be better. I noticed that your colors are orange anyways. Every time I see you, you're wearing some sort of shade of orange, so that's even more perfect. So this is your trademark. This is your thing, and it's perfectly designed. It's perfectly for you. Linda, I can't believe just time just flies here at Lizzie T Radio Show. I can talk to you forever. You're so easy to talk to. You have so many amazing tips. But not fair for you or the audience. Like, I mean, we need to go out there. The book is available on Amazon. I have news for you guys. She is in Toronto for today and tomorrow. So can you tell us where you are, and for people that are walking by your area could come and visit and perhaps get a book?
Oh, great. I'm at the We Connect conference, which is a conference that connects. It's an international organization, and this is the international conference that I've been invited to, and they connect women's organizations or women run and women own businesses with corporations that need their products and services. So I'm at the author table, I'm at the Marriott at the Eaton Center, and I'm on the conference floor right at the bottom of the escalator. Turn left, and I'm right there at the author table, and I do have some books with me.
So if you're in the Toronto area, if you're in downtown right now, I actually have just posted a picture that she has on Instagram. She just looks amazing with her oranges and colors. A look what she is wearing if you were there today. And don't forget, hey, I heard you at the Lizzie T Radio Show today. I heard you here. I want to purchase your book. So there it is. She has a wonderful cover, a big cover of the book, and the books are there for you to purchase. And I think this is going to be a great day. You're there tomorrow as well, Linda, right?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Awesome. So,
I don't
know if
I'll have any books tomorrow, though.
They'll probably all be sold out. And that's a good thing. Linda, it's been great. It's been fabulous. It's been an honor to speak to you. I know when I go to Ottawa often, I have family member there, and I definitely need to come and give you a visit for more Mondays, and just to say hello, just to give you a hug because you're a beautiful person. Any last word?
No, I just think if we all go out there and we just give a smile, that's going to zest the life of everybody around us today.
Fantastic. So the website again is zestyourlife.com. The links are on my social media, so make sure you check her out. Thank you so much, Linda, and make it a fantastic 2 days here in Toronto.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And that was Linda Babalik with the book, Zest Your Life. That's amazing. And she's such a sweetheart. She is definitely a person that you need to be in contact to reach out. If you're in the Toronto area, check Mama, check her out. If you're looking for somebody to be coached, you need more zest in your life, she is definitely the person to reach. And if you're in downtown Toronto at the Marriott, right at the Into Center, check her out. She's there, and she is selling her book, Zest Your Life. Continuing on with the show, we have the musical section, and as I mentioned today, admitted his MP3, and that was for Remembrance Day. The song is called Soldiers. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. I'll be right back.
This one goes out to all served your country long and proud. The ones who wanted to, but never could, shout out loud.
To my country, I gave the best years of my life. To my country, I was as loyal to you as I was to my wife. I went to war just for you, so you could sleep at night. I kept the balance far away from you. I fought the good fight. I did it all for you.
Another bad surrender.
Yeah!
I was a veteran.
that means I died for you.
Andrea Goodman with the song Pages. She is from Toronto, Canada, and let's support a Toronto artist.
I read the letter you sent. So many words wrote down. I think it may be time to turn a page now. This ain't no happy I want to
last but not least, we'll be playing the song from Nick. He's just a very young artist from Alberta, Canada, and he has the song Only Just a Crush. Hope you enjoy. Let's support our Canadian singers.
Sometimes, but I really wouldn't know what to say. Butterflies in my tummy inside, and they always seem to get in my way. I'm turning off my and quite a while. I get butterflies inside when I see you, and it feels like love.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1, 416-565-4962, Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Sophia, She's a tango singer and performer in Long Island, New York. I had the opportunity to interview her, and what an amazing voice. What an amazing tango lady. The song is called El Último Café, which means the last coffee, and I hope you enjoy. We're coming on to the end of the show today. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic guest, another amazing, amazing show. Please tune in. If you would like to call in us tomorrow, the number to call our question or just to say hello is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Or like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Graham, and just be part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. I am your host and the producer of the
Lizzie T Radio Show.
So everyone, thank you again for listening, for tuning in, and not have a good day. Make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now. Mwah.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
If I love, what's that thing? I'd be feeling so jazzy.